A bird, dark against dark, a sound. She stands to stretch, to watch the bay, flat grey and beyond it the open sea, tips of waves like smashed glass glittering. The boats are loosely pegged out against it by their two small lights, bow and aft, barely flickering. She imagines she can tell Papa and Eric's apart from the others, with its second-best sail rigged tight to the mast. The jerk and stop-start of their rowing, their backs to the horizon where the sun skulks out of sight for a month now and for another month to come. The men will see the steady light from Vardo's curtainless houses, lost in their own sea of dim-lit land. They're already out beyond the Hunora stack, nearly at the place where the shoal was sighted earlier in the afternoon, worried into bright action by a whale.
"It will have passed on," Papa said. "Mama has a great terror of whales. Well eaten it's filled by the time Eric manages to haul us there with those herringbone arms.